This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast.
You ever have a friend that talks about sex just a little too much?
Or maybe even asked you if you want to be in a threesome with them?
Yeah, that's what happens today on My Crazy Family.
My.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. And if you would like advanced episodes of the show and listen to the show completely ad-free, no commercials, get those advanced ones also all ad-free and the archive, press subscribe on Apple Podcasts and join our channel. There you'll get access to all of that with our My Crazy Family Extra program, where you can become a My Crazy Family Extra through Apple Podcasts. Do check that out. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, hey, we are getting to, well, it snowed where I was last week, which reminds me that toward the end of the year, yeah, I know, we are going to be giving away that $500 Amazon gift card too. So all you need to do is take a screenshot of a review, preferably a nice review, but we're not going to tell you how to do things. But that's going to be my little soapbox, that it would be great if it was a nice review. And send that screenshot to contest@crazyfampod.com.
Awesome. Do that and you'll be in the drawing. We'll be picking the winner a little bit later in the year, a little closer to the holidays. Do check that out. Lots of craziness in your letters this week. And if you want to submit your story, we would love to hear it. Just go to crazyfampod.com and write in your story. Or you can even call it in and I can disguise your voice. Nobody has to know it's you. Just let me know. 833-272-9326. That's 1-833-CRAY-FAM. So, yeah. What's up with you today?
Not too much. You know, just another day in paradise.
Another day? Yeah. We're coming out of a deep freeze. We had lovely 80-degree weather, and then we went to 18-degree weather in the course of 48 hours. So my garden was utterly devastated and destroyed for the season. The pool we had to shut down immediately. But it's going to be the 80s again this weekend. So I'm turning the heat back up on those, and we'll see what happens. So,
well, and as we're recording this, I'm looking at my computer screen, and in the bottom left corner, it tells me what the temperature is. It says it's 33 degrees right now.
33 and sunny.
I wonder if that's accurate.
33 and sunny.
That's got to be wrong.
The latest from Steve Perry coming up next. What do we got going on here with our first story today?
All right. Well, this one is courtesy of our website. Somebody wrote this one in a couple weeks ago. This is about my best friend, who's kind of like a brother to me since we were in high school. We're 33 now. I'm kind of worried about my best friend, and I'll call him B. He's constantly talking to me about sex. I think he's a sex maniac myself. One time he asked his god sister about wanting to fuck her. He claimed he was drunk when he was texting her.
Wait, what the fuck is a god sister? What is a god sister?
That's a great question.
Like, is that like the god uncles and the god neighbors and the god dog?
I don't know.
What the fuck is a god? So I'm assuming it would be like the daughter of his godfather. So that is not like biologically anything, but again, not probably the most appropriate thing to say to anyone, but a god sister.
No,
you're my god sister.
Thank you for catching that, because that didn't stick out to me and it should have.
It's interesting. I grew up, I had a godmother, so I guess her children were my god brothers, if we're
god
playing
siblings
playing along at home. Okay, continue on.
Yeah, they're your god siblings. If you don't have siblings, you can have a god sib. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. He's dead now.
Okay, so well, there you go. All right. Well, he told me. I'm trying to read this. He told me she told his mom, who has a bad relationship with his dad. His dad scolded him, and he thinks it's funny. B said he ruined that relationship with her and just laughs about it. Just a few days ago, he told me he had a few drinks with his gay aunt, and they talked a lot about sex. They're both going to a lesbian bar together this weekend. They both get home, and my buddy B texts her, "Want to give me a blowjob?" Oh, dear. The next morning, he apologized to her over and over again. She said it was okay. Meanwhile, he thinks he ruined another relationship with a family member.
Yeah,
he constantly talks.
It kind of happens when you ask a family member for a blowjob. It kind of goes over the gray line just a bit.
Oh, it is so far over the line that it's back in front of the line again, I think.
Instead of 360.
Right. God. Okay, so he constantly talks to me about sex, and he recently asked me if we can go to my cousin's work, who works in a bar and acts like a slut around older men, if we can go there tomorrow. Okay, I'm not going to say anything about the phrasing here, acts like a slut. That triggers my brain, but whatever. Okay, I'm not sure what to even say, wondering if he'll have the urge to ask her to have sex with him then and there. What should I do about this? Should I tell B's dad? Should I write to Dr. Phil? Does he have a sex problem? Also, my parents, they know he's a sex addict. And he wanted me to have a threesome with him and this stranger girl in his buddy's mom's house. His buddy is a pimp and said he would set us up with her. I just said, no, I don't know what to do with him. I need some tips. Thank you for reading my story. You guys are awesome. And that's signed Derek. I do want to point out, first of all, Dr. Phil, he's not a real doc. So, yeah. And we aren't either, but at least we don't pretend to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, here's what I'm finding interesting in the whole story is this feeling of needing to be connected to this person. This person is not under your care. You don't have to have a relationship with this person
right. If
it's going to be toxic for you. And it sounds like really unhealthy and really scary. And if you're out there and you are that much of a sex addict and willing to pretty much fuck anybody or anything, There's going to be the chance that there is also married women involved, in which at some point you'll have a husband that finds out. And I don't know, it's 2022, and in most cases, they'll be upset. In some cases, they'll be like, can I join in? I would say in most cases, you're going to have an angry husband. And I don't think I'd want to be riding around in the car or really anywhere with the person that's just raking up a storm there of people's wives. Because that guy's going to be a target, and you don't probably want to be in the way when that happens.
No. Oh, my God. Is that right?
I mean, plus,
there's going to be a.
Go ahead. Yeah.
There's going to be hell to pay for this guy eventually. I mean, there's been country songs written about a guy like this. He is going to get nailed. He is going to be in bed with somebody at some point, and somebody's come right through the door with a shotgun that's loaded right for his head.
And plus, it just sounds like he's an asshole and not really a good person in general. So I would say, based on this large chunk of their character, I certainly wouldn't fucking associate with them, even if you have a history. Mm-mm. Even if, you know, that person that you may have in your mind from years ago, not this person anymore. They've turned into something very different. And you just sometimes got to walk away. And it's up to you. The longer you associate with people in your life that are not good for you are years that you are simply wasting. You don't need to appease anybody. Hang out with the people that you like. And if there's nobody at the time, then there's nobody. Don't go to the bottom of the barrel just because it's the only thing there. Get the fuck out of that barrel.
I'm giving you applause. That's the best fucking advice I've ever heard in my life.
I just kind of spit it out. Yeah. And I think a lot of us do that sometimes, especially when we're younger. I mean, I remember, you know, hell, I would hang out with you and Dave. I mean, what the fuck was that about? I'm kidding.
We had some awesome times together. We were drinking martinis. You broke me into the whole martini craze, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we would get him down at the Backwind Cafe, the Cosmos. Richard was the bartender.
Yep. Absolutely. You and I had martinis all the fucking time, and we would sit and bullshit about things. And hopefully it wasn't the bottom of the barrel, but they're good times.
No, I mean, I'm saying it was more like younger than that, where you kind of, especially if you were like me, kind of to yourself, kind of a loner, but I was doing my own thing in radio. I just didn't really want to hang out with anybody my age. But then sometimes it was like, okay, somebody can pay a little more attention to you than others. And you start, you know, you develop friends that are not the greatest sometimes if you're kind of insecure and like that. And it's easy then to go down a bad path, even if you're not that person. Just because, like, well, you know, it's better to have friends than none. No, it isn't. It's better to have no friends than bad ones. So be cool with having no friends. And that kind of ushers you into better places to find good friends, like Stacy here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yay!
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no shit. What a story that was.
Yeah. That was, so there you go. That's my advice. It's nothing to fix with them. It's nothing you need to just get the fuck out of there. Just stop. You're not going to change a sex addict just because it's your friend.
You.
So there you go. What else we got?
All right. Well, this past year of my life, I'm a 29-year-old female. It's been pretty crazy, more so than usual due to my mom. My stepfather of 19 years, whom I was very close to, passed away in December 21 after an unsuccessful lung transplant. I didn't know they did those.
Lung transplants?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing?
Yeah, I didn't know you didn't know that.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. I think it's been around for quite some time. I don't know.
I need to look this up.
I don't know. Maybe I'm completely off. I don't. You know, you're in the medical field.
And that's why I'm shocked.
I'm just the guy that sits in a studio all day talking about crazy families and ghosts. So I don't know.
Well, do me a favor as I'm reading this. Yeah. If you could look up lung transplants when those started.
I'm going to.
Perfect. All right. Although he quit smoking many years prior to being diagnosed with emphysema, the damage was already done, and his health and lung capacity continued to decline up to where he was on oxygen. This says 27/4. I'm assuming it was 24/7.
Yeah.
And couldn't move around much. My mother refused to quit smoking or even stop smoking around him, which caused him to be removed from the organ transplant list twice, as he was showing levels of nicotine in his system from secondhand smoke. He would often call me to come over and help him with some maintenance around the house, as my mom would be constantly berating him for not doing anything around the house and being lazy. I only lived a street away and would come over daily and do different things to get her off his back. On another occasion, I had come over to their house and immediately called an ambulance, as he was having an extremely hard time breathing. When I asked my mom why she hadn't called one sooner, she rolled her eyes and said, "He's just being dramatic." I knew he hadn't pushed the idea of going to the hospital for fear of upsetting her. Despite this, they did actually have a relatively happy marriage, and he adored her. The day of his death, my mom started making strange comments about dating again. 2 weeks later, I was helping her with funeral arrangements on her iPad when I noticed a dating site app. Oh, Jesus.
That was quick.
I still didn't say, yeah, no shit. I still didn't say anything, but discussed it with my two older sisters. And we concluded that she was probably just curious, but would never do something like that 2 weeks after her husband's death.
Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts, and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Family.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Enjoy.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.